USA Radio News.
The House January 6th committee held its third public hearing of the month with a focus on the pressure campaign on then-Vice President Mike Pence.
The former president wanted Pence to reject the votes and either declare Trump the winner or send the votes back to the states to be counted again.
Vice Chair Liz Cheney, in her closing statement, previewed evidence still to come, promising information in the next hearing on Tuesday about then-President Donald Trump's effort to apply pressure to Republican slate legislators, election officials, and even federal officials. The number of migrant encounters on the southern border has hit a new record, with over 200,000 encounters. According to the Customs and Border Protection, this is USA Radio News.
You ever make a change and then think, why didn't I do this years ago? Well, that's how people feel about switching to MediShare for their health care, especially now with inflation the way it is. People are very happy with the savings. Most families save about $500 a month when they switch. It's a huge help when prices are going up so fast in so many other areas. And MediShare's customer satisfaction rate is double that of health insurance. It's just a different experience, and people really like that. MediShare is an alternative to health insurance. It's a community of Christians who share each other's healthcare bills, and it's been going strong for over 25 years. It really is the gold standard, the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. Find out why people love it. Find out why they rave about the customer service, and find out how good it feels to save some money right now. They're super easy to talk to. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
European leaders met.
The leaders of France, Germany, and Italy met with President Zelensky in Ukraine Thursday as Russia's invasion continues. French President Emmanuel Macron, German Chancellor Olaf Scholz, and Italian Prime Minister Mario Draghi were seen in a video exiting a platform at a Kyiv railway station accompanied by heavy security. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The co-chair of the Recall Gascon campaign said she is confident that the effort to move out Los Angeles District Attorney George Gascon will happen after hitting a signature milestone.
We have already gathered over 566,000 signatures, which is the most that's ever been gathered in Los Angeles County, I'm told.
The recall is the second attempt by supporters to remove Gascon, who came into office in December 2020. This is USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream, or search your favorite podcast app.
Experts are looking at the effects of long-term COVID.
According to data published by King's College of London, the Omicron variant of COVID-19 is less likely than the Delta variant to cause what's known as long COVID. In the first peer-reviewed study on long COVID risk and the Omicron variant, researchers said the odds of getting long COVID from Omicron were 20 to 50% less than with the Delta variant. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Victor Paul.
The head of the Russian Orthodox Church has been hit with a sanction by British authorities for his, quote, support and endorsement of Putin's war. The European Commission targeted the leader with sanctions, highlighting a series of pro-war sermons and remarks he made since Russia's invasion in February, including blessing Russian soldiers fighting in Ukraine. An investigation is underway at an Alaskan elementary school after a dozen students drank floor sealant that they thought was milk. School officials have confirmed students enrolled in a summer program were served breakfast at the beginning of the day. One student did receive medical treatment, and two others who were picked up may have also sought treatment. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.